Family of the Year mit Sans Croix, so würde ich es aussprechen, das Liedchen von der neuen Platte Loma Vista, die in Amerika ja schon 2012 erschienen ist, hier mit ein bisschen Verspätung Anfang 2014. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Lido und jetzt ist Joe bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über das nicht enden wollende Touren, über das in Amerika bereits erschienene Album natürlich. Wir sprechen über die Vor- und Nachteile eines Geschwisterpärchens in der Band, finden heraus, wie es um neues Material bestellt ist und bequatschen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hallo and welcome to Flux FM. Joe, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Representing Family of the Year on Flux FM. Welcome to this little station, my man.
Thank you.
So how are you doing? How's Cologne? You played Cologne yesterday, is that right? How was that?
No, we were in Hamburg last night.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I wrote the wrong itinerary there.
That's okay.
It's another
it's
band's itinerary.
It's backwards. We were in Hamburg and it was fantastic.
Okay,
it was,
cool.
It was really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I was asking how you're doing because you seem to tour without ending. It's a non-stop tour program that you've been handling with in the last two and a half years. It seems as if you've been living on the road for years now. Isn't that so?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And how do you survive touring like this? I mean, it must be exhausting.
It can be exhausting. It's fun, though. It's exciting. It's fun. It's addictive.
Yeah, I've read that you guys are totally in love with playing live shows, so that's something that keeps you up while touring for years and years and years.
Yeah, we absolutely love it.
Yeah, but is it really like nonstop? Because I've read that some of you guys don't have flats anymore because you're touring nonstop.
Yeah, it's pretty nonstop. We don't really need a place to rent at home, so we live on the road.
Oh, it's good.
Or stay with friends when we're at home,
yeah. Cool, staying friends with the world.
Yeah.
Cool. Loma Vista was released almost 2 years ago in the US.
Correct.
But it came out here a little bit later, in February 2014.
Yeah.
How weird is it to play those songs to a crowd that hasn't heard the songs?
It's great.
Is it refreshing you have the feeling like when you put out the LP for the first time and it's like, those feelings recur?
Yeah, it's refreshing. It absolutely is. We have no problem. We totally understand that people are new to the music and we can play it a lot better now, so it's great.
Don't you get afraid sometimes that this is going to be like a never-ending story, that there's going to be another land in three months that they're going to release the record in, and then you're going to have to tour that land, and then another one.
Yeah, but we don't talk about it.
Don't talk about those fears too much. So as the record has been out for quite a while, and you've been releasing it in 2012, how far are you with new material? Because I've also read that you love demoing, actually.
Yeah, we have like 9 songs already recorded that we actually did here in Berlin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're just moving right along. Any breaks we have, we kind of get back in the studio and try to write and record, so.
Oh, and then you went back to the old school radio studio here in Berlin, or where did you?
We did it at a place called Tritonus.
Ah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's right in the neighborhood. It's really close to here. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of the most famous studios.
We love it there.
In Berlin. Yeah, it's a nice sounding place. So you did really finish those 9 songs. They were not like mixed and mastered, but the recordings have been finished.
Yeah, they're done.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Finished them. We were just in there last week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
See, Berlin is a new creative spot for the Family of the Year, guys.
That's nice.
So when you talk to them, to the record label guys and the management guys, will you make sure that this album is going to come out at the same date maybe than in the United States? Because it would make things much easier for you, right?
Yeah, I think it will, yeah. I mean, it's been a long process for a number of reasons, but this time I think we're going to have everything more in place and it's going to be a lot more, it's going to make a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think so too. So, and then will you record some more songs for that album in Berlin, or will you just do it wherever you find time?
I think we want to come back to Berlin.
Cool.
This summer, I think, maybe, yeah.
Okay, cool. And as soon as you finish the whole thing, you can tell us and we'll visit you for the last day in the studio or something like that.
That would be awesome. Absolutely,
yeah. That would be cool. So let's listen to another song from the Loma Vista record. It's become a huge hit in Germany as well. It's the song Hero. Nach diesem Liedchen quatsche ich noch ein bisschen weiter mit Joe und dann verlosen wir Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Family of the Year mit Hero. Family of the Year mit Hero auf Lux FM. Ein weiterer Auszug aus ihrem Loma Vista Album, das im Februar 2014 mit fast 2 Jahren Verspätung in Deutschland veröffentlicht wurde. Gerade hat mir Joe verraten, dass sie schon an neuem Material dran sind, beziehungsweise haben sie schon 9 Songs fertig aufgenommen, und zwar hier in Berlin in den Tritonus Studios hier um die Ecke. Now, you and Sebastian, you are the two real siblings in the band. You're the family in the Family of the Year.
Yep.
How important is having siblings in the band for a group named Family of the Year? Because it seems as if you guys form something like a touring family. Mm-hmm. And one really does say that it might be more important to tour with the right person, with a brother in mind or a brother from another mother, than to tour with the very best musician in the world, because you have to get along, right?
Yeah.
For months and months.
Yeah, we wanted,
in your case, for years, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, we wanted, I think it was more important to have a mixture of personalities, like, and having some females in the band also mm-hmm. kept it like a family,
yeah.
You know, and to have like, there's some of us are older than others.
Yeah.
So we have like a nice, just some age differences. I think that's it's important, because yeah. you're not all trying to fill the same space.
Yeah. But at the same time, it could have been inspiring for the band that you and Sebastian as brothers were like in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe your education was right and they were like, oh, these are nice guys. Maybe we should be like them a little bit more.
It's probably the opposite.
Okay. But you said that having female band members
yeah.
helps to keep the vibe like human.
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
I guess, well, it keeps the boys well behaved.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And also just you have that female opinion, you know, which is usually, they have a lot more common sense
yeah.
and keeps things nice.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. When you guys started, you all lived together in a warehouse. That makes the family feeling as well, or made the family feeling as
yeah.
well. But
yeah.
if this tour ever stops, are you going to try to build a creative home base like this again, or is that kind of like over and you're all looking forward to live in separate
spaces? I think we already have we're slowly starting to build back up our home base, it's more like a rehearsal space.
Mm-hmm.
So we do rehearsal there, and it's kind of like our, you know, would I want to end up having it be like our office, our home base, but I don't think we'll live there.
Yeah, okay.
Not living there anymore.
Yeah, I can totally understand. Willie Gagel has worked with you on that last album.
Yes.
He's been working with Best Coast, Sebado. He's been even writing some Sebado songs.
Yep.
And he seems to be a great guy, but he hasn't been with you on this Berlin session. Have you produced that one?
Yes,
cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, will you work with him again? He seems such a great guy. And then you told me about the Berlin sessions. I was like, oh, did they fly him in or what?
Yeah, we flew him in, and he loves Berlin.
Cool.
So. It's worked out for everybody.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So when you do the next session, you send him over to us. I have some questions for
him. Okay, I will.
No, really.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah, and I would love talking to him.
Cool.
That's cool. So tonight's show, are you going to perform some of those new songs already?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, cool.
Just a couple.
All right. So you say hi to the others.
I will.
When you meet them, and then I would love you to play me a little song now.
Okay, I'll play a little song.
Which one are we going to listen to?
Oh, maybe I'll do a song called Buried.
Buried?
A song called Buried.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good to me. You grab your guitar.
Okay.
Changes, I'd be happier than hell in hell, waiting for my friends and family. Yeah, alright, I said it, I think you're a bunch of crazies. I love you, I'm taking you all down with me. Bury me my blue spirits. Bury me in Echo Park. Where I am going, I'm gonna need somewhere to hang. Bury me with my blue spirits. Of course, I hope we live forever, a happy end can grow together, and never ever have to say goodbye. But just in case I made this list, and if you lose it, I'd be pissed. But at least I know you'll give it your best try. We're gonna give it our best try. We're gonna help put everything back inside. Where I am going, I'm gonna need somebody there. Bury me.